You know, the guys used to joke to me, they'd be like, man, Goodyear has been good to you, Harry. They gave you a wife, because that's where I met Diane. You have a father-in-law that you worked for. And you know, another thing you got at Goodyear was bladder cancer. So, you know, you got everything.
When Harry Weiss started work in 1977, Goodyear had been making chemical products at its Niagara Falls plant for 30 years. One of them, Nalax, is shipped out to factories in the form of black chunks and used as an additive in tyre making. It prevents the synthetic rubber in tyres from breaking down.
See your Goodyear man for Goodyear tyres with Tufson rubber. Priced from $9 plus tax on all tyres.
The company's own tyre division had been the biggest user, but other makers like Dunlop and Michelin also bought it. One of the key ingredients in Nalax is a yellow fluid called ortho-toluidine. Goodyear's biggest supplier, starting around 1957, was DuPont. Steve Wadka, a lawyer who sued DuPont and other suppliers on behalf of 24 former Goodyear workers, says the company knew ortho-toluidine was a potential bladder carcinogen by 1955.
However, DuPont didn't issue any warning about the potential carcinogenicity of ortho-toluidine until 22 years later. 1977.
The year that Harry Weiss started at Goodyear. It'd be another 13 years before any changes were made to protect workers at the Niagara Falls plant. Weiss started work in the vinyl department. He first came into contact with ortho-toluidine when he'd use equipment from another building known as Department 245, the rubber chemicals division.
I'd use their gloves, their buckets, their steam hoses, their lines. Sometimes in the winter, lines would freeze up, and I would have to thaw lines out, and I would be sitting in these buildings, and I really didn't get an idea what was going on with, like, with this ortho-toluidine till after NIOSH came in, and they did this study.
A team of epidemiologists from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, NIOSH, was called into the plant in the late 1980s by the Oil, Chemical and Atomic Workers Union. The OCAW had been raising the alarm over ortho-toluidine for a decade or so. By then, the union knew of at least 8 cases of bladder cancer, but NIOSH uncovered more. The researchers zoned in on Department 245, where the ortho-toluidine was used. The fluid was pumped into chemical reactors from a tank farm outside the building. NIOSH found chemicals leaking from pipes and valves, pooling in open areas, presenting plenty of opportunity for workers to be exposed to bladder cancer carcinogens. Steve Markowitz, now a professor in occupational and environmental medicine at Queen's College in New York, was part of the study.
And the risk was quite high, actually. For people who'd worked there for quite some time, the risk got up to 27-fold, and even for people who had worked shorter periods of time, there was an excess risk of bladder cancer.
In 1988, Harry Weiss moved full-time to Department 245 as a maintenance worker just before the NIOSH study. He doesn't remember seeing any safety warnings on the ortho-toluidine used in the plant.
Back in the day, we just wore our regular street clothes.
Well, no, you had clothes set aside for work. I washed them.
Right.
But they weren't clothes he would wear to go out anywhere. He had jeans and T-shirts that he just wore to work. But
and then Goodyear started supplying us with
uniforms.
With uniforms,
yeah.
But
when did they do that?
I can't remember when that was.
Exposure through the skin would turn workers' lips blue, and Diane Weiss remembers.
You never wanted to have like light-colored sheets or anything like that, because he'd take a shower at work, and then come home, and during the night, like you'd wake up in the morning, and there'd be like an orangey stain on the pillow from him just sleeping on it.
Steve Markowitz.
There was little attempt to protect workers, and it was a pretty primitive plant, frankly.
But by the time Goodyear started providing personal protection equipment, like chemical barrier suits, it was too late for Harry Weiss and for Diane's dad.
And that's what happened was these guys started getting sick and getting bladder cancer.
Yeah.
Diane's dad, Ray, got bladder cancer. I want to say he was diagnosed in 1999. It's so tough because it's so many years ago.
Yeah.
But I remember me and Diane watching him go through this, and I'm like, boy, I don't ever want to get that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that, how ironic that I got it too.
In fact, Ray Klein got sick a couple of years earlier than that. Harry West's diagnosis came in 2004. His doctor caught it early because of the spate of other cases from the plant. His father-in-law rode out two bouts of bladder cancer and survived. In another case, a worker exposed to ortho-toluidine at a factory in New Jersey died. The long latency period for the disease means it's very likely there'll be more cases to come from the roughly 1,800 people who worked at Goodyear Chemical. Steve Markowitz.
So let's say they begin work at the plant age 18, 20, 22, and it would be most likely they wouldn't develop bladder cancer until their 50s or 60s.
Following a class action lawsuit, Goodyear has to pay for biannual bladder screening for current and ex-workers. Harry West, who's 57, continues to undergo regular painful bladder biopsies. Both he and Diane, who had a summer job at the plant in the late 1970s, will have to be tested for the rest of their lives.
I didn't work like he did. I was in the lab, but I did go through the plant. I did monitoring through the plant, and I had to go over there. And I was nervous about it, but I do the monitoring. They send me the kit, and I have one that I have to send this week and get that done.
Steve Wodka says he's just confirmed a new case of bladder cancer, a former Goodyear office worker.
Who was a secretary for 4 years. She worked inside the plant in a small little office, but it was inside the plant itself. She has just developed bladder cancer. She has no other risk factors.
Goodyear insists it's used effective industrial hygiene at the plant for decades now and does pre- and post-shift urine screening to measure levels of ortho-toluidine in its workers. Walker says that's not enough and that there needs to be definitive action from the Occupational Safety and Health Administration to impose stricter limits on exposure to ortho-toluidine.
We have so much information now from the Goodyear plant that we can show that exposures of 5 parts per million, which is the allowable level for workers in the United States, will cause bladder cancer.
And I think, frankly, in upstate New York...
Steve Markowitz from Queens College.
And in other places in the country where there have been prior excessive exposure to a number of different chemicals, I think there probably are other clusters of disease that frankly haven't been recognized yet.
Harry West received a confidential payout from DuPont. He and Diane now live part of the year out west where their kids have moved. They've held on to their family house upstate partly because of New York's healthcare, and West's also become a point of contact for other Goodyear workers. Despite the cancer, he's got fond memories of his 37 years at the plant he says was more like a big family, even when things were grim.
And them guys used to tell me... They'd be like, you know what, you already got it. Like, we'd have a leak in a pump, they'd be like, you suit up, you go in there, you already got it. So, you know, you go take care of it.